Well, I mean, I don't think I've ever really been on a team that hasn't won. So it's
Listen to him.
I've been very fortunate at Bayern and United and at City. So I think it's been great to be around winning cultures, and you can see City was growing something steadily, and obviously winning the Barclays Premier League was amazing for them last season. I think it's something they want to duplicate this season, and I think it's going to be a two-horse race.
Yeah, quite. You've played for both. You played for City, you played for United, you've worked under both managers. We were talking about the psychology and the mind games earlier. How does it feel as a player to have the two almost opposite types of manager?
Well, they are, but I think it's just, you know, a lot of it's guesswork, you know, and I think a lot of it is, you know, coaches and players trying to think, okay, who's going to play? And a lot of it is based on individuals. You know, you prepare and scheme for certain individuals who are going to play, but you're not always going to know exactly the teams that are going to play. So I think there will be some surprises, and both managers will try and, you know, spring a surprise on the other. And, you know, it's, I think there are a lot of mind games, but in the end, you know, the game's played between the players.
And what's it like on Derby Day from either side?
Well, there's so many games nowadays, so thick and fast, that you have to focus on the next one. And this is just a big one, and I think it's an even bigger one in the sense that it's a local derby, which means so much. Both teams are the two best teams probably in the Barclays Premier League now, and there's a huge significance for the league. So it makes it even bigger from that aspect, and there'll be an even bigger worldwide audience than say, if City was in, you know, 10th or 12th.
So this is enormous, isn't it? On Sunday, who's going to win? Do you know?
Often there's so much hype around these games and anticipation. And I think United's going to come, and they'll probably be slightly more on the defensive, I'm guessing, because
they haven't been this season, have they?
Well, I think the best strength is going forward.
Yeah, quite.
Without a doubt, and I think City as well. So I think both teams will look to attack. City probably a little bit more so, but I think in the end, I think if both managers and teams looked at it, they'd probably take a draw now because it keeps them both in the race. You know, dropping 3 points changes it a little bit.
I noticed the ribbons on the cup at the moment are sky blue, as it happens, but I think that's more to do with the sponsors, Barclays, than it is to do with the teams on Saturday. But what colour do you think will be on that at the end of the season? It's got to be Manchester, hasn't it?
Chelsea. Well, I mean, if you would have gone back, you know, 6 weeks, I think people would have said Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they were absolutely flying. Yeah. And, you know, and that just shows you sports, you know, changes every week. It's an opportunity for teams that have not done well, you know, to improve. And it's amazing to think that Chelsea and Arsenal are so far behind already. But I think in the end, it's going to be one either Manchester teams, and it's going to be difficult to choose between the two, really.